What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher? TGIFWAMWCBIO. Thank God it's Friday. What a mofo week. Can't believe it's over. This is my last day of talking ship. Speaking of which, DC's own Belladonna and Sugar Bear from EU's been rocking the boat. Oh, yeah. They put the mambo on the go-go and had every area code on the cruise cranking with us. Even Dr. Bobby Jones was loving it. And shout out to L. Renee, Algebra, and Vivian Green for doing their thing. And what can I say about the heads of state other than they were great? Bobby Brown threw down, Johnny Gill gave the women the chills, and Ralph Tresvant gave them what they want. Cat Williams brought the funny, and he did not disappoint. Oh, and the old school hip-hop show was off the two chains. Chubb Rock, Kwame, Dana, and Curtis Blow in one show, along with breakdancers, DJ Scratch, Nab Wiz, what? Oh, and I can't forget about Manny Fresh, Silk the Shocker, Mia X, and Fiend making groceries and bringing the gumbo. As my folks Salisbury says in Monroe, yes, indeed. Anyway, enough of that ship. Let's count down these contenders back on land. Contender number one, Tiger Woods. Now, Tiger Woods on the list because he's about to miss a couple of golf tournaments due to back problems. He's had more back problems than a retired stripper. He's like a refurbished recliner, a used lazy boy, and I don't want to watch any golf tournament if Tiger's not playing. Hell, I don't want to sound racist, but how can you with Tiger? He's a little bit of everything. He's like an ethnic medley. Contender number two, Kevin Trudeau. Now, Kevin Trudeau is the brother who made all those infomercials about how to get free money and how to lose weight and cure illnesses the natural way. Well, Kevin is about to do his infomercials in jail because he was just sentenced to 10 years for violating a federal court order back in 2004 for making misleading infomercials and a weight loss book that were not on the up and up. Well, now he has 10 years to think of some new infomercials and cures and perhaps a new book on how to not lose your manhood. Huggy Lowdown, you are the Bama of the week. First of all, y'all, I'm hoarse. Second of all, my passport expired before I got on the cruise, and I didn't find out until 2 or 3 days before I came on the cruise. I had to call my mother, Hattie Jean Lowdown, for my birth certificate, which was so old, it looked like it was printed on the same paper as the Declaration of Independence. For my parents' race, it read Negroes. In addition to me being hoarse, my passport expiring, I got my travel iron the size of a baby shoe confiscated before I got on the ship. So I am the Bama of the week.